The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
The Chad Olson Show.
Chad Olson Show.
Well, they are covering the attempted assassination of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh live. Live coverage continuing in this breaking news item as we are at program time today on the Chad Olson Show. Let's follow this as they go. We join this in progress, this live coverage from MSNBC.
Home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He was armed with a gun, a knife, and pepper spray, and told authorities that he was there to kill the justice. Now, he was not arrested at the home of the justice. He was arrested nearby. Law enforcement officials tell us that the man actually arrived by taxi and was seen by police and other law enforcement officials that were near the justice's house. So he was arrested. He was taken into custody. It's a little unclear to us right now whether this case is going to be handled by the Maryland State authorities or by the U.S. Marshals Service, which provides security for Supreme Court justices as well as other federal judges, or by the FBI. But the man is said to be from California. He had said he had told the police when he was arrested that he wanted to do this. But that's just about all we know right now. The Supreme Court hasn't had any comment yet about the case, although they're certainly well aware of it. The justice is aware of it. It's been a time of heightened tension around the Supreme Court, and there have been, as you know, some public demonstrations outside Justice Kavanaugh's house and other members of the court. And ever since the leaked opinion of Sam Alito's draft opinion in the Roe v. Wade case, the Mississippi abortion case, there's been a non-scalable high fence that's been around the Supreme Court building itself. So
that is that's the coverage coming out of the mainstream media at the moment. No mention of the fact that the leak itself flew in the face of literally centuries of protocol on the part of the United States Supreme Court. Still waiting. The inquest is ongoing into who the leaker was, how that opinion was interjected with, and this is obvious, to expose the justices to exactly this kind of pressure, exactly this kind of intimidation, exactly this kind of banana republic style death threat and assassination attempt in order to get to sway them away from their opinion in overturning that decision. That legalized death to babies on demand in the United States. You see how all of this goes together. The left is a terrorist organization. The Democrat Party in the United States is the best organized, best funded terrorist organization on the face of the planet, and they're simply doing what terrorists do. Weather Underground never went away. They were simply given professor jobs and rolled into Columbia University and Harvard and Princeton, and the rest is history. They control today's Democrat Party. It becomes clear, and it's more and more clear with every passing day. These are terrorists. They will not rest. They will not stop. They will not settle for anything less than the complete destruction of the United States, the end of the Constitution, and a full Marxist revolution in America. You're living through it. Brett Kavanaugh almost didn't. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show.
Chad Olson Show.
D.C. to take back the White House!
Yeah! What are you, some kind of nutcase?
We're more than you'll ever know.
Shad Olson Show.